Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Monday, March 29th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news today, individuals age 40 and older are now eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced on Thursday, March 25th, that the vaccine will be available on Monday, March 29th. You can pre-register for the vaccine by visiting myvaccine.fl.gov. That's myvaccine.fl.gov on the web and clicking the Get in Line button. Next Monday, April 5th, eligibility will expand to individuals age 18 and older. And don't forget, the vaccination site has moved to the Hardy County Agri-Civic Center at 515 Civic Center Drive in Wauchula. Once again, if you're 40 and older, you can now get a COVID-19 vaccine by going to myvaccine.fl.gov and clicking Getting in Line. And in Polk County, a man, his son, and his daughter-in-law have been identified by the Polk County Sheriff's Office as suspects of widespread fraud at numerous Lowe's home improvement stores in Florida. 50-year-old Robert Bailey and his son, 28-year-old Christopher Bailey, are currently in jail in Hernando and Pasco counties, respectively, and a warrant for Christopher's wife, 51-year-old Susan Highlander Bailey, has been issued for her, and she is currently being sought. The Pasco County family was found to have made 65 fraudulent transactions at Lowe's stores in 11 Florida counties, costing the store nearly $29,000 in losses. Members of the PCSO's Organized Retail Crime Unit first learned of the trio's activity last year when they were contacted by a Lowe's ORC manager about how the suspects had removed items from store shelves, then made immediate returns at the customer service counter for store credit. The suspects would then purchase merchandise, usually tools, with the store credit. The investigation found that the suspects made 8 pawn transactions within hours of the fraudulent returns and purchases. Their fraudulent thefts are known to have occurred between July 10th and September 3rd, 2020. The charges on each individual include 2 counts of organized retail theft over $3,000, obtaining property by fraud, and gross fraud. If anyone has information regarding the whereabouts of Susan Highland Bailey, they are urged to call the Polk County Sheriff's Office at 863-298-6200, or they can remain anonymous by calling Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, or you can dial **TIPS from a cell phone. Your local events, there will be an art exhibition presented by Dora Cardoza on Saturday, April 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. Entry is $5. All proceeds will benefit One More Child. There will be explicit paintings. And now for your Hardy County jobs, Island Grove LLC is looking for an assistant farm manager. A driver's license is required, and a high school diploma or GED and Spanish and English fluency are preferred. Innovar Structures is looking for a cleaner. A driver's license and a year of cleaning experience are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. JMI Flooring and Construction Services is looking for an accounting assistant, 4 years of accounting, 3 years of QuickBooks, and a bachelor's degree are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers, make sure to send them to us as well. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 78 degrees out, feels like 87. Partly sunny, a 7% chance of rain. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds northeast at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is humid 65%. The dew point 66. Cloud cover 45%. The visibility 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 13,200 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Monday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, patchy fog early in the morning, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs around 90, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and a 20% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the upper 60s with southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Climate is likely the biggest driver of changes in butterfly abundance, according to results of a new 25-year study by a University of Georgia entomologist. Researchers at the UGA College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences found notable increases in butterfly populations in the southeast and Pacific Northwest parts of the countries, while the southwestern and mountain states show a decline, findings consistent with another recent study. Butterflies are ecologically important because they are pollinators, herbivores, and prey, making them useful indicators of environmental changes. The USDA announced a 15% increase in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits through September, providing an estimated $3.5 billion to households experiencing food insecurity during the pandemic. The 15% increase in SNAP benefits will provide about $28 more per person per month, or more than $100 more per month for a family of four. Animal protein has traditionally been viewed as the star of the plate, but as conversations around environmental sustainability, animal welfare, and nutrition concerns heat up, some suggest taking it off our plates altogether. But experts at the Animal Agriculture Alliance's 2021 Virtual Stakeholder Summit will discuss the realities of these issues and identify ways to reposition animal protein. The event, themed Obstacles to Opportunities, is May 5th and 6th, with pre-conference webinars planned for the 5 business days prior, beginning April 28th.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe, The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The hemp industry has been growing like wildfire since the 2018 Farm Bill, which made the production of hemp legal. Since then, CBD and other hemp products have been more widely accessible to people that might need those for medical purposes. It's also given farmers an opportunity to diversify or pivot their operations to take part in this new era. In the last 3 years, regulations have changed as we learn more about hemp production and how to streamline research as well as production across the country. In Florida, one university is helping farmers research which cultivars of hemp are safe for use as well as being hardy enough for the Sunshine State. The University of Florida is starting a new industrial hemp approval program, which is aimed to test new cultivars of hemp, both for farmers and producers looking to bring their cultivars to the state. Any hemp cultivar that goes through this 12-week testing phase will be approved for regular use in Florida. The process takes place indoors where the plants are monitored and tested by members of the UF IFAS Industrial Hemp Research Team. One of the requirements to pass is that the hemp cultivars must sit below the state's 0.3% THC level. UF is partnering with Roseville Farms in Apopka for the testing location. Producers looking to certify their cultivars for this program should go to the UF IFAS website and follow the instructions for the hemp approval program. The application includes a fee and providing 20 cuttings of your cultivar. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services will inspect the cuttings upon arrival. Any cultivar that passes the approval program will be approved for use for Florida hemp farms.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Economists blame severe winter weather for a drop in consumer spending last month.
Spending tumbled 1%, according to the Commerce Department. That's a concern because consumer spending drives two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. And it wasn't only spending that fell. Personal incomes dropped sharply, plunging 7.1% following a 10.1% surge in January. That's when the U.S. was sending out $600 pandemic relief payments. Incomes are expected to rebound this month, with millions of $1,400 individual payments being distributed. Rich Thomason reporting.
A big surge near the closing bell on Wall Street took the Dow higher, up by 453 points to 33,072. The Nasdaq was up by 161 points. The S&P 500 saw a gain of 65. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Gonzaga continues its march toward perfection with an 83-65 rout of Creighton, putting the Bulldogs in the Elite Eight. Southern Cal became the third Pac-12 team to reach the Elite Eight as the Trojans knocked off conference rival Oregon 82-68. They now have the honor of facing Gonzaga. Michigan had an easy time knocking off Florida State 76-58. Seminoles coach Leonard Hamilton says Michigan was on top of its game.
Even though I thought we could have played a little better, I'm not real sure that Michigan didn't have a lot to do with our inability to play as well as we have played sometime during the course of the year.
Meanwhile, the final game this weekend, Bruins downed Alabama 88-78 to advance to the Elite Eight. For the first time since 2008, they will take on Michigan. This is SRN Sports. Some baseball news. Brewers reliever Justin Topo will open the season on the injured list after undergoing an MRI on his elbow. Milwaukee also signed reliever Brad Boxberger to a minor league contract, and first baseman Daniel Vogelbach has made the team. Elsewhere, Corey Kluber will follow ace Garrett Cole in the Yankees' rotation. Jameson Taillon will be skipped the first time through as the team builds him up slowly in return following Tommy John surgery. Logan Allen earned a spot in Cleveland's starting rotation with a strong camp, but the left-hander's role still not quite finalized. President of Baseball Operations Chris Antonetti says Allen, Tristan McKenzie, and Cal Quantrill all made the club's opening day roster. Antonetti said Allen will pitch in the Indians' fourth game, the home opener on April 5th. Quantrill will pitch out of the bullpen, while McKenzie is expected to be used primarily as a starter. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula, or online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: there are seven ages of man: spills, drills, thrills, bills, ills, pills, and wills. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.